And Murphy, in recent weeks, goals have been hard to come by here at Finn Park for Hearts, but what about tonight? 7 goals, a 4-3 victory, and probably a deserved one.
Yeah, look, over maybe the 90 minutes, I think we probably deserved to win the game. We did create a lot of chances from open play, something that we've maybe struggled to do, if truth be told. It's nice to score 4 goals at home, it really is. It's great for the fans, and it's great for the excitement. The disappointing thing, obviously, is conceding the 3 goals. And again, maybe 2 of the 3 goals were really disappointing on our part. So, look, that's for another day. As I say, we'll have the players in tomorrow morning. We'll speak about the goals we conceded. But tonight's more about the fact that we were able to get that one at home for the people that have turned up every week.
Yeah, and the two teams played their part in what was a hugely enjoyable game. Both teams going at it. Cove scoring early on, Harps responding with an equaliser. Was that kind of game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a ding-dong game. To be fair, the Cove, like they did, they came, they didn't sit back. They gave it a real go, a real count of themselves. And obviously, they might be disappointed in there because they were in the league twice in the game. Mm. We were able to claw them back, and then we were able to sneak in front, and then they clawed us back. So, always thought there was going to be one team would come out in the end of it. And look, thankfully for me, it was us. And look, it's great. It is. It's great. It's a great feeling to win a game of football at home, because all year we have said it, that these fans just want the team to be proud of, and they're sort of urging you on to win the game of football. So it was really nice that we were able to do that tonight, and it was, and more importantly, it was really nice to do it in a really, really good game of football.
Yeah, and at the very finish, Tony McNamee was brought off, I think 88, 89 minutes, and got a standing ovation from the supporters in the main stand here. I mean, like, he kept a brilliant display, didn't he, with some quality football right throughout the 90 minutes.
Well, it's been well documented, us bringing Tony back. People have asked, why did Tony McNamee leave Finn Harps? That's a question me and the gaffer can't answer. We're just very fortunate to have him back here now. He's been in training for the last 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah.
And really, really quickly, I knew a lot about Tony before I came here, but then really, really quickly after getting a real close look at him, you could just see, the lad had quality. Probably things that we have been lacking is somebody to having that wee bit of intelligence to slow the game down in the middle of the park, knowing when's the right time to play forward or when's the right time to try and keep it, and just all round game knowledge. And I think he showed that in the buttons tonight. And he was devastated that he had to come off, but he was cramping up. So yeah. Look, it's nice that he came off, and it's nice in his first game back at Finn Park that he played a huge part in the 4-3 victory.
Yeah, because last week you made all the changes, 7 players brought into the starting 11. Tony was added tonight. He wore the captain's armband. So is that, do you reckon, is that the final piece of the jigsaw, Darren? I mean, this team, it looks as if there's a good shape about it, a good balance, and all of a sudden they're playing with real confidence.
Yeah, look, it might be and it might not. Football, you never know what comes round the corner. 24 hours changes football dramatically. Yeah. There could be something that Dave maybe fancies that comes up. There might not be. If we don't bring any more players in the window, are we happy with the squad we have? Yeah, 100%. Again, because we now have a bit of depth in the squad. You look at our bench tonight, we have the experience of Keith Cahan and Noah Baba, and then you have the likes of BJ Abanda. We still have some young players in the likes of young Shane McGonigal, and then you have Aaron McLaughlin. But then outside the 20-man panel tonight, you still have the likes of the experience of Ryan Rainey and Seamus Keogh and Ellis Farr, who can all be added back into the panel. So look, I'm sure Dave will have a few interesting Friday night selections to make coming up very shortly, because all the players are now sort of making their way back to fitness, so which is good for everyone.
Yeah, and listen, there's so much to talk about in that performance tonight, but Patrick Dixie-Ferry got his first Harps goal, capped a good performance from him as well. Sean O'Donnell up top. The two boys were lively, weren't they, throughout? And O'Donnell he got his goal as well, that his performance deserved.
Yes, here, look, as you say, it's been brilliant. Dixie, like Tony, like all the new boys, has been a breath of fresh air, a real, real breath of fresh air. There's a real enthusiasm about Dixie. I really enjoy working with him, because he always puts a smile on your face, and he's always keen just to work hard. So, look, delighted for him to get his first goal, and I'm also delighted for young Sean. Young Sean has worked extremely hard, and he when we first came in, he was maybe playing out wide. He's now seemed to have found this role through the middle, which really suits him. He has a blistering turn of pace. He's learning each day, as you can see. And look, we won the game 4-3 tonight, and he contributed the three of the goals. You know, he brought down for the penalty. He had an assist for Dixie's, and then obviously he got his own goal as well. So look, no, again, very, very difficult to single players out in a game where you've won 4-3. But, you know, Tony for me was excellent. Sean O'Donnell was excellent. And as you said, Dixie was good for the length of time that he was on the pitch. So, no luck here. Really, really pleasing. And we just move on to the next one.